Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, my brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We were saying that Allah is the most merciful and His feast is the best of the feasts. And therefore what He gives to His guests has to be the best. The sufra and table of Allah in His feast of Ramadan is Quran, which is the source of rahmah and barakah. We've got to use and understand this Quran to be able to enjoy the benefits of this month of Ramadan. And Ramadan is the manifestation of Quran, which invites people to righteousness and proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is exactly the purpose of this month. Stay with us. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, our fifth Imam, in a beautiful hadith states, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَبِيعٌ وَرَبِيعُ الْقُرْآنَ رَمَضَانَ. For everything there is a spring, and the spring of Quran is Ramadan. In this hadith, he tries to describe the connection and relationship between Ramadan and Quran. And he describes Quran, or rather Ramadan, as the manifestation and the spring of Quran. We need to think about this. Why this hadith has been said? This is because Ramadan is truly the manifestation and practical example of Quran. Those who understand Ramadan and can enjoy the benefits of Ramadan are the ones who can actually understand and enjoy the benefits of Quran. In this month, we need to truly sit down and think about verse and verse of Quran to be able to understand what is the purpose of Ramadan.
Can I ask you, what do you do in the month of Ramadan?
Well, in Ramadan we fast until waqt al-iftar, and then we eat, and then we drink water.
Like when you fast today, today is tomorrow, and you have to stay a little bit longer, and then when your mom says break your fast, you can eat something.
When I first fasted, I was about 8 or 9. It's quite hard, but you feel you have a good sense, you have a good feeling once you finish, once you break your fast. I really enjoy fasting. I think it makes my willpower stronger. Not physically, but stronger.
That's why I said, can I fast? But when I say, can I fast before, when I've done the fast before, my dad just done it one time. He just woke me up, first of all. And then I've gone to bed before. I just had a little bit, and then I've gone to bed. then yesterday when I fasted from yesterday, when I broke my fast, I ate a sweet bread.
The question that arises here is that how much have we prepared ourselves to be able to use this Quran? We already said that no one can touch Quran except those with clean minds and hearts. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. But the question is here, how much have we prepared ourselves to read this Quran? How many times have we prepared ourselves to sit down next to this table of Allah and take provision from this Quran? An example of good places to read, sit down and read Quran is Islamic centers or mosques. They provide a good opportunity for us to go sit with our fellow brothers and sisters, read Quran and think about their meanings. وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صل على محمد وصح محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه أجمعين، محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين، وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. Respected viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What makes a human being stand out from others? What are the qualities and attributes that the human being needs to possess for them to be able to be known and recognized in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are told akhlaq and morality and the system of conduct is one that is highly encouraged and emphasized in the religion of Islam through the teachings of the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet and the A'imma alayhum as-salam. Morality and akhlaq are so important that the Holy Prophet says on the Day of Judgment in Paradise, the two groups of people that shall enter are due to their iman and due to their akhlaq, due to their moral conduct. In fact, one of the most important reasons why the Prophet of Islam became so successful in propagating and disseminating the teachings of the religion is because he was the epitome of the excellent moral standards. The Quran itself says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Ya Rasulullah, if you were hard-hearted, if you were not as soft in dealing with people, people would not have flocked around you and were not even drawn towards you. What drew people towards you was that you had مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Rasulullah says, I was sent to perfect the morality of human beings. And the Quran says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Surely, definitely, verily, you have the best of moral conduct and systems. And we saw that in the life of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny. The relationship with the holy month of Ramadan, indeed, we are told in the sermon of the Holy Prophet, welcoming the holy month of Ramadan, he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ مَنْ حَسَّنَ مِنْكُمْ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ. Whomsoever in this month betters their morality, betters their akhlaq, مَنْ حَسَّنَ مِنْكُمْ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ خُلَقَهُ كَانَ لَهُ جَوَازًا عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ يَوْمَ تَزِلُّ فِيهِ الْأَقْدَامِ. Allah will give him or her the passport, the visa, so to speak, on the Day of Judgment, to pass through the Sirat on the day that feet will shake, the feet will shake and fall, and underneath there will be Jahannam, God forbid. So morality and the perfection of akhlaq is vital in especially the holy month. It's mentioned specifically by the Holy Prophet as a means by which an individual can safeguard their akhirah. Today we see this indeed, that people who are humble, people who treat others in the best possible way, people who are considerate about others, people who smile, people who are patient in the face of misfortunes and adversity, people who practice forgiveness when it comes to people who mistreat them. Because the narration that we are told from the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny, when it comes to makarimul akhlaq, he says makarimul akhlaq is an tasil man qata'ak, enjoying the relationship of those who have severed the relationship with you, your family members. How many of us have family members that may not speak with us over a small irrelevant dispute? You did not say salam to me, you did not give me a present, or on my birthday or any other time of the year, and therefore, God forbid, we have severed our relationship with our friends or family members. One way in which makarimul akhlaq, this epitome of akhlaq, is established in the month of Ramadan is to enjoin this relationship once more. وَتُعْطِي مَنْ حَرَمَكْ. You have asked for someone, or you have asked something from somebody, and they are not helping you. They're not coming to your need, but they come to you and you give them. It's quite difficult. It's quite hard. It requires a great deal of commitment and patience. And Rasulullah says, وَتَعْفُوا عَنْ مَنْ ظَلَمَكْ. Again, it's very easily said, but very difficult to practice. And therefore, the reward is extensive to forgive those who have wronged you. And tell me, how many of us have been wronged? How many of us have been at the receiving end of injustice? And how difficult it is to reciprocate that with forgiveness, and sometimes to reciprocate the bad with good. Therefore, the objective in the month of Ramadan is to look at our conduct, to start with our immediate family members. We may be pleasant in society and community with others, but sometimes some of us, as soon as we come into our homes, our akhlaq change. The way we deal with our husbands or the wives, the way they deal with, or the husbands, the way they deal with their wives, the way the fathers and the mothers deal with their children, the way they deal with their parents. All this requires a re-examination, so that the month of Ramadan begins, is the instrument by which we better our morality and our conduct for the sake of ourselves, and at the same time a healthier community and a stronger society. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us better our akhlaq in the holy month of Ramadan, because certainly this is one of the secrets of fasting which enables the essence of the human being to emerge, which is indeed how ibadah and worship has reflected upon their deeds and their actions. That if you want to know whether your fasting, your prayers, your devotion, your dhikr, your qiyam in the month of Ramadan has been accepted, then scrutinize the way you deal with others, the way your akhlaq is, and if that has been better and has improved in the month of Ramadan, then know that a positive realization has been sought from the act of fasting and ibadah in general. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
رمضان تجلى وبدا سما
physical strength that we need to have in order to be able to enjoy a feast, we need to have mental strength as well. We need to be mentally fit. We need to exercise our souls as well, and Quran is what which exercises our souls. Quran helps us to understand why we are here, why we've been invited to this feast. We sit with our fellow brothers and sisters and read Quran, but more importantly, we need to think about the meanings of Quran. How much do we spend time on sitting down, reading and thinking about the verses of Quran? How much do we act upon what we read? And perhaps this is why there has been much emphasis on the importance of reading Quran in the month of Ramadan. Reading, understanding and acting upon what we read.
As a person living in the West, the month of Ramadan brings to us some sense of peace and a way of disconnecting from this worldly, materialistic environment and just concentrate for a while on God, on the family, and being able to spend time getting closer to God.
It helps a person like have patience and like wait and have sacrifices such as like not eating food, not listening to music.
For me personally, I've become more aware that Allah is watching me. The doors of hell are closed, and inshallah, if I work hard in this Ramadan, and you know, if I recite Quran more, if I do more dhikr of Allah, inshallah, I can get more closer to Allah. Not only in this month, however, in the other months, but this month has its specialities, for example, Laylatul Qadr. So it changes me in a way for the better, and hopefully, inshallah, it will bring me closer to Allah.
You have to teach yourself a lot of free will building, or a lot of preservation. You have to make sure that you preserve your iman as well as building it, and you have to resist from a lot of things that you may usually do. Not only resist from haram, because we should be resisting from doing haram throughout the year anyway, but there are extra things that we should also try to build upon as well.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. It's Syed Ali here again. We've been talking about Ramadan, nutrition in Ramadan, and we will continue our discussion as to what we feel should be the right treatment of food, what should be the right intake of food during Ramadan. Just to go through briefly, we've talked about metabolism in Ramadan, how Ramadan adversely affects your metabolism. We've talked about hydration level, how to maintain good hydration level. We've also touched a bit about our hydration through other sources instead of water. We've discussed as to what our ideal iftar should be, what we need to do after iftar, probably to engage in some sort of physical activity just to get your metabolism level right, and also the kind of meal you should have once you've had your dates after breaking a fast. So now we're at a point where we're looking at, right, this is the first proper meal for the day, and we need to make sure that we're completely filled up, but filled up appropriately. What this means is that when we have our meal, let's say, for example, if you're the kind of person who enjoys a three-set meal, so a starter, a main course, or a dessert, there are various options available. Now, what most people would do is they would try to have the main meal itself, and that could really fill you up. I would suggest that if you're very fond of a three-meal course, the starter, the best possible starter for me was soup. First of all, it's healthy. Secondly, it adds to your fluid intake for the day. So fluid intake for the day is filled by the soup, and it also sort of fills you up. We will talk about the main course, and as a dessert, instead of trying to indulge ourselves in sweets, which are extremely sweet, add to your sugar level, which is the last thing you want, dessert being the last menu for the three-meal course of the day. You could have some fresh fruit, if you're really fond of desserts, to actually make yourself. You get the right intake, you get some hydration from it, and they're delicious as well. Coming back to the main meal, there are 2 to 3 elements we need to make sure we fulfill in the main meal. We talked about simple carbohydrates. So, for example, honey or potatoes or something which give you instant energy boost, but good energy boost. We talked about having protein in your main meal. Now, protein, the reason why I stress, is very important, especially for people who like to train, who like to keep fit, because if you're not having the required protein for the day, you're very much likely to break down your muscles. And all your hard work before Ramadan, in the gym, outdoors, etc., is gone into waste because you've lost pretty much the muscle you try to build during after Ramadan. So very essential, we need to maintain our protein level. Protein can come from white meat like chicken, fish. Fish is a very good source of protein. It is also a very good source of omega-3 fatty acids, which is very much essential for your body, even off Ramadan. So we need to make sure we eat good fish, grilled fish, not fried, deep-fried fish, some things that you should avoid. Also, protein can come from milk. They can come from grilled chicken, as we've already discussed. Also, we need to make sure that with protein we have vegetables. It is very much essential that we focus on the vegetable aspect, because vegetables give you that sort of a detox. Especially spinach, it gives you that really good feeling that you've had something good. It clarifies, clears your system, and it gives you that right energy to keep going. So you need to make sure once you're having your main meal, you have the right protein intake, simple carbs, mix it with protein, and then we have our three-course meal. So we will be touching on another kind of meal for suhoor in my next episode. So thank you very much. We will discuss that in the next episode.
Said that the Quran is the source of enjoyment and blessings for the guests of Allah in his feast of Ramadan. A hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam states that the Quran is the best dhikr and text through which hearts are opened and secrets are revealed. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, in his famous khutbah of Sha'baniyah, tells people that whoever recites one verse of Quran, it is as if he has recited the whole Quran in other months. So let's ask Allah to grant us opportunity to be able to sit down with our fellow brothers and sisters to read Quran, understand and act upon it. Also, let's ask Allah to grant us opportunity to be able to teach our children about Quran. For indeed, one of the rights of child over his parents is to teach him Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.